First of all the Torah tonight, Shvili Ilanishmas, Mahela Gazedi, Yitzchak Ben Rav Moshe HaKoyen. Papi, if I started to talk about him, he'd all be here all night. There wasn't a person in this world that knew or met him for even a moment that didn't love him. Because he understood on the highest levels Derech Eretz Kadam LaTorah. He treated every individual he ever met with the utmost kavod. Anyone, mamish anyone. And his Bein Adol Malkum as well was with the utmost kavod. The way he would daven. He was my Zaydi, he was my Chavrusa. We had the schus to go through 2.5 Masechtas Gemara together. Learning once a week. Once a week, for an hour. He learned a little bit, but consistently, mamish, you could finish. Mamish, we miss him tremendously. But we know that he's davening up in Shemayim for all of us. Mir Tashem, all the Torah tonight should be big schus for his neshamali neshmasu, should be meilus yoshev for every single one of us. To his zeichet, be reunited. With Chis Amesim, with Mashiach Sakeinu, b'mehera b'yameinu. Mamish, big days. Mamish, big days. Middle of Aser Shmei Tshuva. Hey Tishrei. Days are moving by so fast. Mamish feels like yesterday was Rosh Chodesh Elul. And those who are in Uman, everyone's back already. Welcome back, Yisrael Meir. Mamish Keheravai, and the days are passing by. We only have a few days left of Aser Shmei Tshuva, a few days for Achana, for Yom HaKippur. We have to make the most of every moment of these days. And show the Eibishter who we really want to be. And who we really are. And not just the Eibishter, to ourselves. So the famous Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tazayin Rebez, tells us, Amar Rav Krist Badai, Amar Rav Yochanan, Shloisha Svarim Niftachim B'Rosh Hashanah. There were three Svarim that were open on Rosh Hashanah a few days ago. Echad Shal Rishayim Gemurim, one was of Rishayim Gemurim, complete Rishayim. Be'echad Shal Sadikim Gemurim, one was complete tzaddikim, ve'echad shel beinonim, and one was those who are in between. Tzaddikim gemurim nichtavim nechtavim la'altar l'chaim. Those who are tzaddikim gemurim were immediately already written and sealed l'chaim. Tzaddikim gemurim don't need aser shmei tshuva, don't need Yom Kippur. L'fi the Gemara Rishonim. Rishonim gemurim nichtavim nechtavim Tomin la'altar l'misa. Rishayim gemurim, really wicked individuals, were immediately written and sealed already l'misa. They have no chance. Aser Shmei Tshuva doesn't even help. L'chaim l'misa, according to many, doesn't necessarily mean death or life, but a year of chaim and a year of misa. Viruchnius, in potential. And beinanim tluyim v'oyim dim rishonim v'yadayim kippurim. Those who are in between, those who are dangling. You all know this Gemara, right? So they are hanging from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippurim. Zochu, if they're zocha, if they merit, nechtavim l'chayim, lo zochu nechtavim l'misa. If they'll merit, they'll be lucky, they'll be written l'chayim, and if not, they'll be written l'misa. Who are these Rishayim? Who are these tzaddikim? Who are beinanim? Who are they? So Lefi Rashi and Rishayim Gemurim says, Rubim Avoinis. An individual has majority sins, is a Rasha Gomer. Beinanim Rashi says, Mechsa al Mechsa. Beinanim is someone who's half and half. Exactly equal. So who's the Tzaddik Gomer? There is no Rashi in that for some reason. But seemingly, going with Rashi's Pirish of a Rasha Gomer and a Beinoni, who's left? Who's a Tzadik Gomer? Rubim Mitzvos. Anyone who has majority of mitzvos is a tzaddik gomer. But it's very hard to understand. It's very hard to be makabel the pshat of Rashi in this Gemara. Why? That means that someone who has roiv mitzvos, so he does roiv mitzvos, I hope, I assume that everybody in this room is roiv mitzvos. I hope. Yes, we have to all look at ourselves like a Beinoni, and maybe it's the Beinoni of the Tanya, and that's why we have to all look like a Beinoni, and grab on to these days. But if Lufi Rashi, it's roiv mitzvos, I hope everybody in this room is roiv mitzvos. We all daven 3 times a day, we learn every day, we're wearing tzitzis. We're trying to grab on the mitzvahs. Okay, we're nichshol as well, we fall as well. But if we add it up, our mitzvahs keneged our averos, yes, we know averos are very powerful and destroy us, and we're trying to do tshuva even on the smallest of averos. But ultimately, I assume and hope we all have roiv mitzvahs. That means, but if you have roiv mitzvahs, you have many averos still. It still means you can have many averos. Thus is it tzaddik? The Gemara in Yavamos Daf Chof says, an individual who doesn't even keep one derabanan is considered a rasha. So how could somebody who has roiv mitzvos is a tzaddik, and the lashon is tzaddikim gemurim? You're a tzaddik gomer, lefi Rashi, because you have roiv mitzvos? How could that be? And not only that, that's going to be nechtav, nechtam l'chaim. Seems to be like a kodesh baruch is mevater and all the various ones done. Gemara Baba Kamas is called Oimer Hakadosh Baruch Hu Vatur and Yevatur Chayav. You know, you can't say Chas V'Shalom Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Mevatur or anything. Is there any good like English translation Mevatur? Just doesn't care, right? Hakadosh Baruch Hu just doesn't care. Leaves it be. Lets it be. Chas V'Shalom. That's not how we talk about the Eibishter. How could one expect Hashem to judge its tzaddik in such a way if he still has all these averus? So Rav Simcha Zissel, he explains a little differently. Listen closely, Chavra. Le'el Yitzadik, he explains as follows. What's pshat in the tzaddik gomer? And what's pshat in the rosh gomer? And what's pshat in who's a beinoni? So he explains as follows. The altar, he says like this. He says it's all dependent. Mamish, listen, Chevra. It's all dependent on where you're headed and what you want. If a person has a ratzon to do tshuva, a person has a ratzon to be close to Hashem, even if I'm not perfect yet, I haven't even improved greatly yet, but I really want it. I really want to be more. I want to be metake myself. I want to be that tzaddik gomer. I'm a tzaddik gomer. Even if you haven't fixed it yet. Even if you haven't been metake in it yet. That's what tzaddik is. A rasha. A rasha is someone who doesn't have those desires. A rasha is someone who doesn't have that ratzon. A beinoni is someone who has it sometimes, doesn't have it sometimes. He's unsure. Sometimes he's in, sometimes he's out. As far as his ratzon, as far as his desire. Let's be real. All of us in action at times fall short. And at times we're on top of our game. But a tzaddik gomer is someone who's always having the ratzon. I want to be an Eved Hashem in a perfect, amazing way. I want to be close to Hashem always. I never want to be nichshol in Shmir Sanayim. I never want to be nichshol not daven with tremendous kavana. I want it. Thus is a tzaddik. Even if you're not there yet. You have to really want it. And that's what we can accomplish these days. Nobody in this room knows who they're going to be in a week or 2 weeks from now. Nobody knows if all the kabbalas we're taking upon ourselves and all that we're desiring to be is going to stick. We all look back at years where it hasn't. But the ratzon could be very real. And that's how we're being judged. Just on our ratzon. Just on our desires. And let's remember, Schar Mitzvah Hayal Malekha. This is not talking about, therefore, and the Ritva explains this in Rosh Hashanah and others, we're not talking about our actions and our mitzvahs and our averos. and what our schar v'onish is going to be, that's going to be in the next world. We're talking about what's our potential for the upcoming year going to be like. How conducive is our life going to be to be close to Hashem? And what's our parnasa going to be in this upcoming year based on what? Our ratzon. What we show Hashem who we want to be. We've said this many times before, some of the chevra might remember, if you take the gematria of Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur's gematria 362, exactly reitzani. The avoda of Yom Kippur, as we head into Yom Kippur, is rotani. Who do I want to be? And show the Eibush who I want to be. And how's the Ribbono Shel Olam judge in such a way? In Tehillim and Daf Chaf Hei, David Malch says, "Leman Shimcha Hashem, Leman Shimcha Hashem, V'salachta La'avoni Ki Ravu." Leman Shimcha Hashem, for your name Hashem, and that's when you forgive me. Hakadosh Baruch Hu V'salachta La'avoni. But he says specifically, "Leman Shimcha Hashem, for your name." What name? Shem Avaya. L'man Shimcha Hashem, L'man Shimcha Yud Kei Vav Kei. For your name, L'man Shimcha Hashem, V'solachta. Where does the Slicha come from? Shimcha Hashem, Shem Avai. Why is the Slicha, why is the forgiveness, the atonement, dependent on Shimcha Hashem? What is Shimcha Hashem? What is Shem Avai? Besides the name of Rachamim, it's Hoya Hoiva V'yiyah. Right, the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei is Hoya Hoiva V'yiyah. He was, he is, he will always be. It is the name that represents God being L'mala Min Hazman, above time. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above time. And every moment, He's living the past, the present, and the future. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able, therefore, to look at us and say, right now, my ma'asim might not be where they should be up to par. Right now, I'm not davening the way I should be davening. I'm not learning the way I should be learning. Right now, I'm not involved in treating people the way I should be treating them to the best of my ability. But because he's Shimcha Hashem, he doesn't just see the now, he sees the future. And he sees who I want to be, and who I can be, and who I'm going to be. And he sees my ratzon in the present for my future me. He says, oh, this ratzon's real. Slicha. V'salach t'lav ani kiravu. The Shem Havaya determines that. Who I am, it's not who I am is not who I am. Who I am is who I want to be. Because I could change who I am today based on my ratzon, based who I want to be. You know, we all know, as Chazal teaches us, talking about these days, Darshu Hashem b'matzahu. Darshu again, Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei. B'matzahu, B'yoseh Karov. That these days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very close, and it's easier to connect to Hashem. These are the days of Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. Why that word b'matzahu? Darshu Hashem b'matzahu. That Shorish b'matzahu. So I saw from Shmuel Brazil, he brings down the Ber Mayim Chaim. The Ber Mayim Chaim in Parshas Vayera, my Bar Mitzvah Sedra. So we know Avram Avinu is davening for Sodom. Ulai yimatzun shom chamishim. Ulai yimatzun shom arba'im. Maybe we'll find there 50 tzaddikim, 40 tzaddikim, 30 tzaddikim. Now, Lameisa, we know there weren't even 10 tzaddikim, right? And Sodom had to be destroyed. Avram Avinu didn't realize there aren't 50 tzaddikim in Sodom. Avram Avinu knew what was going on in Sodom. Sodom was like, you know, like, I don't know, like what they say, Vegas? I don't know, Sin City, right? They call Vegas Sin City. I've never been there. I don't plan on ever being there. But whatever what, it was Mamish, the hub of Taiva, of Pritzas, of Mamish Tum. That's Sodom. What, you thought I'm going to talk about here? No. We don't call out anybody here, do we? Lameisa. Lameisa. Avinu knew there weren't 50 tzaddikim in Sodom. There weren't 40 tzaddikim in Sodom. What's he going through all those numbers? The Halakha Ber Mayim Chaim says, Ulayi matzun. Maybe you'll find. What does that mean, maybe find? There aren't 50 tzaddikim now. But you'll find in their future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ulai Yimatzun Hashem, Yer Hashem. You live above time. You could see, even though right now there might not be Yimatzun, is a Lashon, you will find that there will be 50 tzaddikim of the individuals now. Maybe there's a Ratzon in them now to be more, and they will become more. Dershu Hashem, seek out Hashem, be close to Hashem, be Matzo. When he is found, is a Lashon Yimatzun, same Lashon, to remind us. How do we get close to Hashem? Be that same individual. Want to be more. Want to be found by Hashem as a tzaddik. Even if I'm not yet. Have the roitzani, the ratzon. The ratzon alone puts me in a different place. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is l'malo min hazman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees it all and sees who I want to be and sees who I could become. We see this as well, you know, by Yehuda. The beginning of Parshat Vayigash, so he's standing up to Yosef Zadav. Vayigash Elav Yehuda Vayomer Bi Adoni Yedaber Na'avuch Adaber Bazne Adoni Al Yichar Apcha. He's trying to calm down. Says he stands up as the Melech to Yosef Zadav, right, on behalf of his brothers, on behalf of Binyamin. If you look two pesukim back at the end of Miket, Yehuda was this humble individual saying to Yosef Zadav, Vayomer Yehuda. Words that we're very familiar with these days seems to be telling us something. He goes the way we go to the Eibishter when we do wrong, right? What do we say? We know these words from Tzlichus. Same words. Yehuda says to Yehuda Tzadik, Manidaber, Manitzadik, Halukim. Halukim. Matza, Savon, Avodecha. He says, what could I tell you? How could I speak to you? He calls him Elohim, my master. If we've done wrong, how can we justify ourselves? He goes very humbly, right? If we've taken your goblet. And then suddenly, he's standing up to him suddenly, two pesukim later. So first, he's full of a sense of understanding, I've done wrong, we've done wrong. Quietly coming to his melech. As we do first when we go to the Ribbono Shalom throughout these days, Manidaber, Manistadok, we analyze, we do Cheshbon HaNefesh, and we're scared. We're trembling like Yehuda was at first. What could I say? I've done wrong. What could I say? I've let my eyes stray throughout the year and look at things I shouldn't have been looking at. What could I say? I haven't lived up to the learning I should have been learning. What could I say? How many of my tefillos were good tefillos the entire year? Rosh Hashanah, I davened well. Look what I have. I have the ability to daven well. I haven't been doing it all year long. So first, we're very humble. Vayigashi love Yehuda. Yehuda comes and he says, Vayomer, Bi Adoni. Yehuda says and realizes, Bi Adoni. Bi Adoni. In me is Adoni. Meaning in me is my master. Let me explain, right? In the name Yehuda is also in my name. In Bi is my master, is Shem Havaya. Right? Yehuda has doses Yud Kevavke in it. He says, Bi Adoni, that same, and he was reminded of the koyach of Hayo Hoyveviyya. That maybe right now, I was acting as I was acting because I don't deserve much. But I want to be more. And don't look at me now, look at me into the future, and look at me as more. So suddenly he has a strength, he has a gevura, I could be more. So to each and every one of us. Maybe right now, as we stand here these days, what do we deserve? Who are we? But if we have a ratzon, that's how we'll be judged. I'm a tzaddik omer already. And the Ribbono Shalom, who's l'man shimcha havaya, you could see above and beyond. And it's as if we're already there. You know what it is? Here, so Meir could attest to what I'm about to say, the mashal. There are a lot of yidden in the world. Some of us have chevra, have family members that desired big time to be in Uman for Rosh Hashanah. Okay, some of us didn't desire to be in Uman for Rosh Hashanah, but a lot of, we all know Yidden that did. And their Yidden that for years desired to be in Rosh Hashanah, in Uman for Rosh Hashanah, and their minios and all different things holding them back, and not enabling them to go for whatever reasons, whether it's monetary, whether it's family. And for years they're yearning for it, they're dreaming for it, to go to Uman for Rosh Hashanah. The minute one finally is able to purchase a ticket, and has the ticket, after yearning and wanting and dreaming and davening, the excitement is so strong, it's so incredible. It's as if you're already there. It's as if you're already there. You didn't go anywhere yet. You're here in Cedarhurst and Woodmere, and it's 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, and you didn't go anywhere yet. You've never been in Uman in your life. But you have the ticket finally. You know you're going to be there. You're so excited as if you're there already. Your mamish made it. Based on your atid, based on your future. Based on that ratzon that was so strong, that you're already living out the future now already. You already feel the future now. So to each and every one of us. As we might not right now be able to say to Hashem, I'm a changed man. I'm completely different. I've done differently. I've done tshuva. But we could show him the ratzon of who I want to be and say my future's going to be different. I'm going to get there. And the Eibishter could trust the ratzon. And he knows it. Because he's above time. He's not bound by this moment when I'm not there yet. He's not bound by that. But how do we show that? How do we prove we have a ratzon? Just say, God, I desire. You have to really have the ratzon. So you have to take certain steps. Take steps of how you're going to get there. Start learning Sifrei Musar. Decide to take upon yourself. We mentioned this once a few weeks ago. How many of us are learning Sifrei Musar every single day? Having a Seder, even if it's 10 minutes a day in a Sefer Musar, in Mesil Sasharim, in Orcha Sadikim, and maybe more of a modern day Musar Sefer in Olam Amidos, Bilvavi Mishkan Evne, whatever the Sefer Dawa, everybody, whatever does it for you, Mashali B'chavetz Pa. But to have a Seder Musar every single day, if it's for 10 minutes, for 15 minutes, and everybody has 10, 15 minutes, what's Musar do? It opens up my heart, it opens up my mind. It says, I want to be more, I want to grow, I want to be a growing individual. That shows the Rebbeinu Shalom, I have a Ratzon. I have a Ratzon. I want to have more Yer Shemayim. I want to have more of a Shem. So take upon to learn Sifrei Musar for 10, 15 minutes a day. We have Rosh Chodesh benching about every month, about what our month should be. There's only one phrase that's repeated, to be Yer Shemayim. So how do I show Hashem I want to be a Yer Shemayim? I have to do something about it. Am I learning Sifrei Musar? To show the Rebbeinu Shalom what my Ratzon should be. I might not have done it yet, but I want to. And that itself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mezakeh B'din like a Tzaddik Omer, Simcha Zissel explains. You know, there's so much emphasis these days. You look in Slichos these days, and in our davening Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur, of Akedas Yitzchok. The laning of Rosh Hashanah was Akedas Yitzchok. Akedas Yitzchok, Mamish, we're still living off the Schusim and the Chizik and the Sayyurs of Akedas Yitzchok. Let's remember one thing. Guess what? Akedas Yitzchok, it didn't end up happening. Yes, it's true. We know Avram was willing to and wanting to, and willing to shecht his son for God, and that was enough. And Baruch Hashem, Kish Baruch Hu, changed the nevuah, and they didn't have to shecht him. And that's why we have a Yitzchak Avinu and a Yaakov Avinu, and we're here today. Baruch Hashem. But the godless, it never actually happened. He didn't actually shecht the son. But he had a ratzon too. That alone we're living off until today. That alone. We have to show the Eibishter our ratzon these days. Who do I really want to be? Who do I want to be in learning? Who do I want to be in davening? Who do I want to be a Baal Chesed? And that Ratzon will turn into Meisim. And Hashem trusts it. Take certain steps. Learn Sifrei Musar. Do something about it. Something small to show that I'm going to change. But all I need now is the Roitzani. Yom Kippur Gematria Roitzani. Just start preparing, having the Ratzon. To want to grow. To prepare to grow. In Tehillim, in Kapitel Mem Zayin, David Mal says, Allah Elokim Betrua. Allah Elokim Betrua. These are days still of Trua. We're still going to blow shofar at the end of Yom Kippur, Ben Ilah. Allah Elokim, if you take the word Elokim, and Allah, you take it one up, you have Oisios B'muchan. I'm prepared. I'm ready. I'm prepared to grow. Where did that come from? Allah Elokim B'tzruah, through my desires, through my ratzon. I want to be more. And then it will happen. Then it will come to fruition. Mirtz Hashem. But that's what I can show the Eibishter now, my ratzon. And I want to repeat, last week, I try not to repeat too often, but not from one week to the next, Vadanat. Some of the chevra wasn't here for the 5-minute Torah last week. So we're going to quickly repeat, because I've been thinking about it since. MS, I've been thinking, not the whole thing. Already post Rosh Hashanah. We don't have to talk about Rav Nachman and Uman anymore, even though we have to live with Rav Nachman's Torah as always. But there was a Berditchever that we spoke about last week. I haven't stopped thinking about it. And the Berditchever said, it quoted the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, which is a machloikas when the world was created. Was the world created in Nisan or in Tishrei? And the Berditchever says, Eilu ve'eilu divil kimchayim. The Berditchever said that in a chanami, when you create something, there are times you're going to create the entity and finish the product. But then there's when that product's meaning and purpose is fulfilled. And that's that second level of creation. When the meaning and purpose of the creation is ultimately fulfilled. So he says, it's true. The world was created physically, Tishrei, starting Chafei Elul, ending in the beginning of Tishrei. That's when physically it was created. But the purpose of the world, which was to develop a people that would be close to Hashem, and be one with Hashem, and constantly be thinking about Hashem, and reaping all the shefa that Rabban Hashem is always giving to us, and having that relationship with Hashem that Klal Yisrael is supposed to have, and that we're all supposed to have, and be an avid of Hashem. That didn't come to fruition until Nisan, when you had Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we left Mitzrayim as a nation devoted to Hashem, and we went on our way to be Mekabel Torah. That's when we came the fulfillment of the purpose of the world. That was the second level of creation. So too, Chevra, we're in these days, and there are two levels to our avodah and getting closer to Hashem and rebuilding ourselves during Aser Shmei Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, and beyond. And the first step of creation is just the ratzon. It's just wanting. I want to be more. I care to be more. Right, Zani? And that alone, Mizaka B'din. And we should believe in that. But that doesn't mean we don't continue to grow and actually try to finish off the product. Everything we've been saying until now is MS. MS Yamito. And that's how the din can be, Bez Hashem Baruch. But we still have to put in the effort to finish off the product as well. Learn the Sefer Musar and develop the Ratzon. But also change. And also become those tzaddikim that Hashem sees we could be. In Maisim as well. Not just Baratzon. And let me explain this as follows. I don't know if Chevra's giving you know what I'm talking about, but I asked Rosh Hashanah that I could share this. I'm going to repeat a little bit more of a Torah I shared last year at some point. But based on a new story. Last Matzah Shabbos Kodesh, many of us were together by the oil of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zecher Tzaddik Lishevracha, Erev Rosh Hashanah, saying Slichos, preparing for these days. I'm hoping we all still have that chizuk with us. For me personally, I'm mamish still living with it. It was a very, very, very special night. And Emes, I want to tell you exactly how it went. I went, I drove together to Zachariah, we got there, always try to get there early so I could go mikvah first, and have time to daven first. Say Tikkun Klali and daven for my mishpacha by Makom Kodesh Kedoshim. The closest place we could be to Bechinas Eretz Yisrael here in Chutz Lartz. It's Kibir Tzadikim, it's Bechinas Eretz Yisrael, it's like we're daven Marzach Pele, Medrash says. So I went and I daven, I'm davening. The Divrei Chizik was called for 12:45. 12:40, but I had right. It was cool for 12:40. Thank you. 12:40 in my that means 12:45. Whoever knows that already by now. Those man in 12:55 was sharp because that was chatzot. We started on the dot 12:55. We finished the bar ditcher 12:55 on the dot and started slichus. Like we said, but my idea, I called the 12:40 to start the vichizik 12:45, and that's exactly what we did. So around, I said I was davening till about 12:35. And then make my way to the makom where we daven every year, just to set, make sure everything's set. And there, you know, we have to sometimes get rid of some of the viber and just make sure the room is good. And I walk in, and there's already a lot of chever there. Maybe 30, 40 guys were already there. Maybe more, maybe 50. I don't know. Chlesnish, whatever it was already there at that point. And MS, I'm telling you, I wouldn't make up anything, I don't think in my life. I try to be a mystic person. I'm telling you like this. I walked in, I love all my Talmidim dearly and deeply. Love all of you in this room in a very special way. But MS, I walked in, I was looking around, and I don't know why, it only came to my mind that moment that I was hoping one particular Talmud would be there. One Talmud that I'm very, very close to. And he wasn't a guy that I spoke to. I probably didn't speak to him for about a week or two prior, and I didn't even discuss with him or tell him, oh, he should make sure to be there. I mean, he got the text, the email, like everybody else, I assumed. I was just hoping he'd be there. There was only one guy I was thinking about. MS, I don't know, this is what David said. And I look around, he wasn't there. Okay, then I dropped that thought, it was whatever, and seeing the chevra, getting prepared, and we started slichos. And I'll tell you something else. Emes, I brought a few extra slichos. And the few extra slichos I brought, I gave out to a few people. And I held on to this year. I didn't even know why for sure. I held on to one extra slichos. And that just in case someone comes and needs one. I don't know why I kept it by me. Like I'd be able to know if anyone was there. I don't know. But I kept one extra slichos by me. We're saying slichos. Chever was there. It was mamish. Very chaver's davening. I should thank each and every one of you. It was like mamish gave me such chizik. It was incredible to feel to be with chaver. That's really davening. And I'm there and I'm davening. It's middle slichos. We're already about a half hour in, I'd say. And I'm chaver. I was a shlich tzibur. And suddenly someone comes and like taps me on the back. I was very startled. Like when you're shlich tzibur, you would never, like, who? No one's the last. You're not being tapped on the back. Like, it just doesn't happen. In all the years that I've ever been Sheikh Sibra anywhere about anything, it's never happened to me. And these are like, whoever knows, these are intense tefillahs. Like, you're like in your own veldt. Who's tapping you in the back? I'm mamish. And first, I was thinking, I'm not even going to turn around. You know, like, wow. The nerve. Someone taps you on the back. The nerve. And I turn around. And it's mamish, it's that Talmud. It's that Talmud. That Talmud. I couldn't believe my eyes. And I mamish gave him a big hug. And I was in the middle of tefillah, so I couldn't say a word. But I give him a hug and a kiss. Words didn't have to be expressed. Sometimes you just look at someone and just give them a hug and everybody knows exactly what you're thinking. And I hand him the extra slichas. I think it was right before the Pizmon film. It was right around then. I don't remember exactly. It was right around then. And we finish out, and he's right. And he stays right next to me, davening the rest of Slichus. But before I turn back to Slichus, he whispers in my ear the following. This particular Talmud has struggled for many, many, many years with addiction. Many years. Many years in and out of rehabs, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars and time and energy, maybe four or five times at least through rehabs, and I don't remember exactly at this point. Been through a lot I don't even talk about. Nisim Gluyim. He's a very, very special young man. A neshama like you have no idea. A neshama like you have no idea. A chain. Because Baruch Hu gives such nisyonos to those who have such koiches. That's the way of the world. He whispers in my ear, Rebbe, today is 3 months. Today is 90 days. 90 days sober. 90 days clean. And Imam has changed. I had such simcha and such. It was incredible. And my tefillos were different for the rest. It was just, it was an incredible moment of emotion. And at that moment, it was crazy. I can't explain what it was. It was a Rebbe for this Talmud who I love so much. And Baruch Hashem, he's doing it. And we finish out Slichas. And then we tant at the end. And the Chevra knows we had a special tant. And then, all you know, after Slichas, it's already after, it's around 2 o'clock in the morning. And giving a yontif to the Chevra and giving brachas to the Chevra. And this guy's near me, I say, please wait till the end, I need to talk to you. He said, of course he. So he waited till the very end. And I took him to the side and I said to him, I want you to know how special this was that you were here and that you were by my side. But I want to tell you more than that. And listen, Chevra, why I'm telling you this story tonight. I said, 90 days is not something small. 90 days is tremendous. Now every pinnacle is big in the world of addiction. And even one month is already big. But in Vada, when you get to a year, it's huge. But 90 days specifically is tremendous. If you look in the research and you read in the world of addiction and rehabilitation, there are many articles written about how after 90 days is a very big point to get to. And that's when you're able to really like reset your brain and reset your chemical makeup. Now, addiction is a terrible, sad illness where you're super deeply connected to whatever vice, whatever substance abuse that is. And you're addicted to it. You can't be without it. You're dependent on it. You don't stop thinking about it. And there are chemical desires for it within yourself. I don't have to go through this all right now. It takes, and there's a lot of research on this, it takes 90 days to reset yourself and to be in a different place where, of course, you still can have some desire for it, but you're no longer dependent on it. You're no longer connected to it. You're back to, like, quote-unquote, being normal. It takes that long. I said, you just hit that point. That's incredible. Your mamish, meaning until that point, there's a stronger fear that you'll easier go back to it. Now you've actually changed. Now you're actually a different person. Now you've actually done the tshuva that you need. And you'll grow with it and continue with it. And I told him, I want you to know, everything that's true in the psychological world and in the medical world is true in the Torah world and sourced in Torah. And we know this already from the Torah. Where do we see? What's the halacha? For example, by Mashiv HaRuach L'Marad HaGeshem. So when we start saying Mashiv HaRuach L'Marad HaGeshem, we're going to start Sukkos Abol Leinu L'Toiva. So if a week later, you daven Shemoneh Esrei and you're unsure, you don't remember, oh, did I say Mashiv HaRuach L'Marad HaGeshem? The halacha is, you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei because we assume you're used to not saying it. You're used to not saying it. You probably didn't say it. You go with the status quo. But after a month, because a month is 3 Shemoneh Esreis a day times 30 days, 90 Shemoneh Esreis of saying Mashiv HaRuach L'Marad HaGeshem. The halacha is after a month, if you're not sure, we say, no. You reset your brain. You reset yourself. It's 90 times. You're a different person. You're probably the status quo now, the chazak is, you said Mashiv HaRuach L'Marad HaGeshem. You don't repeat Shemoneh Esreis. It takes 90 to change. It takes 90 to become a different person. It takes 90 to be that tzaddik gomer, tzaddik, tzaddi, gematria 90. Of course. That's what it takes. So now we understand one more thing, Chevra. We know that we're in the middle of Yom HaDin right now. We're in Yom HaDin, Asar Smei Tshuva. There should be big days of Tshuva. For that Bachar, that Talmud, he should be zocher to continue to be strong. And for all the Talmidim that need this chizuk, he should be zocher to keep it with you. A particular Talmud, I was talking to the new in Eretz Yisrael today, who mamish is so special, who has such koichos, she'en kamo, who's in neshama, his neshama, it's on fire, he doesn't even know it's on fire. and struggling in some of these inyanim, he should have the chizik as well, to daven for him, to understand the emes and to be strong for those and become that tzaddik and have the ratzon and turn that ratzon into those 90 days and see the change. And never go back. But now we understand something else, chevra. You know, this is the idea that Rosh Hashanah, Yikasevum, Yom Zevich, Kippur, Yechasemun. On Rosh Hashanah, we're written. On Yom Kippur, we're sealed. And then there's an idea a little bit deeper that the din goes until Hoshana Rabbah. And you have a good kvittel. Lel Hoshana Rabbah, everyone's invited. We have always Lel Hoshana Rabbah, therefore a very big special tish here in the Sukkah, Mir Tasham, everyone's invited. Hopefully be in Yerushalayim, Mir Kodesh, we're not Zoycha to be, everyone's invited here. And then in the Sifrei Chassidus, in the deeper Svarim, we'll find the concept of the din going all the way until Chanukah. It's very strange. I get till Yom Kippur. I even get till Hoshana Rabbah, Sukkah is Tshuva Me'ava, till Chanukah. Let's be real. Is anyone in the middle of Cheshvan thinking about Tshuva and Din and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Noirayim till Chanukah? Really? Till Chanukah? The Teretz is of course till Chanukah. Now we understand. Because if you start from Rosh Hashanah, and we understand now that on Rosh Hashanah we built the world of Ratzon that continues till Yom Kippur, and that's these days. The first Bereishis, the first step, that itself could be a good din. But that's not enough alone. I have to actually change. How long does it take to see that if I've really changed? It takes 90 days. It takes 90. What's 90 days from Rosh Hashanah? Exactly the middle of Chanukah. Exactly the middle of Chanukah. So of course the din has to go until Chanukah. Because it's until Chanukah that we won't know for sure if we've really changed. But when I hit Chanukah at 90 days and I stayed strong, vad, I'm a different person. Vad, I'm a different person. So Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, Tzadikim Gemurim, we should be zoicha to be the Tzadikim Gemurim of Simcha Zissel, at least for now, and have the Ratzon, and show Hashem who I want to be. And that alone will be Mezaka B'din. But that we shouldn't lay low after that. That's only the starting point. Then we should take the steps, and the Gedarim that we need, and the Kabbalahs that we need, and learn the Sifrei Musar, as we've explained. To show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to make some real changes as well. And I'm going to have another Ma'ase Bereishis of change, of realization of all the Ratzon. And show Hashem, I'm a changed person. And we'll be Zoyecha to be Chanukah, and look back and say, all that I've desired during these initial days, I've turned into Tzidkus. And be Zoyecha only to Simcha and Bracha. Every single one of you should have a Gmar Chesim Toiva, a year of Simcha Bracha. It's Hashem for you, for your families. It's Hashem, we should be Zoicha to just only have B'sors Toivos and Yeshuos and Refuos. To be Zoicha to the old Megula Shlema, B'mehera B'yameinah. Amen.